We are recording from the ashram of our revered Guru, Pujya Atman Sri Swami Jyotirmayananji in Miami, Florida. Today is August 22, 2015, Saturday evening, and tonight Swamiji will conduct a class on concentration and meditation. And now, Pujya Atman Sri Swami Jyotirmayananji.
Om Brahmanandam Param Sukhadam Kevalam Jnanamurtim Dvandvatitam Gagan Sadrisham Tatvamasyadi Lakshyam Ekam Nityam Vimalam Achalam Sarvadhi Sakshi Bhutam Bhavatitam Trigunarahitam Sadgurum Tam Namami Om. Adorations to Sadguru, who is Brahman, the giver of supreme bliss, embodiment of pure consciousness, one without a second, vast as the ether, infinite, eternal, beyond the three gunas and their modifications, the supreme precept. We begin with concentration exercises on slide projections. You have before you Lord Krishna in meditative pose. Always understand this. Every deity is a pose of God, the Absolute. The blue complexion means infinity. All the garland and all the dressings, they are all the divine attributes. The most profound virtues. Peacock feather represents multi-aspected glory. And there are many more ramifications. Krishna is the embodiment of divine love. Keeping that in view, close your eyes and mentally visualize the form of Krishna. And try to develop a feeling of coming close to God. God revealing himself in the lotus of your heart. Next, open your eyes, looking at a mountain valley with all rocky formations, a work of nature, through thousands and thousands of years of sand and wind. A message is being given to you, a message of patience and persistence, and the more predominating message is nothing in this world is permanent. All things are transient, just like the sand particles are blown by the wind. All names and forms are blown by the wind of time. But while all this is transient, you, who are essentially the Absolute Self, the real I Am in you is ever the same. Your purpose of life is to realize the Self. Closing your eyes, Next, open your eyes, looking at a beautiful flower, rhododendron. Think of the miracle of creation. Every beautiful object, everything from profound point of view is an expression of God. But especially flowers and things that impress upon your mind, learn to feel the presence of God in flowers like rhododendron. Remember the sayings of Jesus. Consider the lilies of the field, how do they grow? They toil not, etc. And Solomon was not arrayed like any one of these. All the grace and these flowers are expressing the miracle of creation. And that very God is the source of your existence. Your own personality is a rhododendron. Closing your eyes, visualize the beautiful flower and try to reflect upon life being led by God is as gracious as a bud blossoming into a flower. Next, open your eyes. Orca bouncing in the ocean. Every soul experiences immense joy and thrill because every soul is a ray of God. And every soul is invested with a body. God has created that body with profound intelligence to allow the soul to evolve. Closing your eyes, enjoy the beauty of Orca expressing joyousness. Next, open your eyes. You are being led into a forest. There is a path leading you on. Enjoy all those trees and the greenery. And try to understand this is a subtler type of satsanga. All the trees, how are they growing? Every leaf has a miracular capacity of filtering down air, bringing forth oxygen, what's known as photosynthesis, and many other things, countless things, go on in a simple and a gracious manner. So as you walk, become in tune with the forest. And through that attunement, in tune with God. And that's an exercise for body, mind and soul. Closing your eyes. Next, open your eyes. You're looking at a church in the mountains. The mountainous atmosphere itself is a divine church. And in that church, there is another church. And closing your eyes, try to reflect upon nature is a great shrine, a great temple, a great church. However, every temple, church, ashram, mandir, all these are seats of immense sanctity. For invoking God. So invoke God externally and internally. Externally within the mountains. Internally in the church within your heart. Next, looking at sunset with the splendid colors, purple and red, and a tree is adoring the sun and saturated by the glory of God. Consider yourself as that tree with all your nervous system. All the channels of perception, enjoying a shower of grace, and that grace is shining with red and purple brilliance. Closing your eyes. Keeping your eyes closed, follow a mental exercise. All these are different variations of concentration exercises, helping your mind to enter into deep meditation. Concentration is focusing the mind. And if any focused state continues with spontaneity, that's called meditation. When meditation becomes profound, you enter into samadhi. Samadhi is profound meditation, super consciousness. So presently imagine you are seated by the ocean during a full moon night. And practice japa of Om as you are seated by the ocean. With your half open eyes, all in imagination, enjoying the beauty of the ocean, shimmering in the light of the moon. Continue with japa. Om, Om, Om. With the feeling that God is everywhere, internally and externally. And it is light of the sun that is shimmering, or the light of God that is shimmering over the ocean. I'm leading you to Om Upasana, meditation on Om. Focus your mind at your navel center. Imagine that at that center there is a beautiful lotus. Lotus with red petals. And at the center of that lotus, there is a golden radiation. And from that radiation, Om is emanating, the sound of Om. Om, Om, Om. This Manipur Chakra, those who know, study Kundalini Yoga, this center controls your body and mind in a profound way. It holds the secret of health, of body-mind balance and physical health. Om is emanating from the navel center, but your attention is on the A aspect of Om. A aspect of Om requires a simple mental exercise. First, understand yourself as body. That's your regular identity. I am this body. Now allow your mind to understand that body is matter, and matter is everywhere. So if I am the body, I am the matter that's everywhere in the universe, even in the Milky Way. So, I am everywhere. I am in the mountains, in the oceans, in the clouds, in the stars, all that. You allow your mind to enjoy expansion. And if you can handle it, continue Om, Om, Om. As bodily health is gained and there is a balance in the mind, you begin to understand physical body is not you. You are using it as an instrument. And physical body itself is not a reality in its own right. It's a mental projection. A greater reality is your mind itself. So, come to an affirmation. I am not the physical body. I am mind. And my mind, and the cosmic mind, the universal mind, are one and the same. Cosmic mind is like the ocean. Your mind is a wave in that ocean. But you are inseparably related to cosmic mind, to the mind of God. allow your mind to be restful, free of stress, and with a spirit of surrender. And as you do, your mind becomes charged with a special energy, communion with God, mind communing with cosmic mind. And that's a profound practice. And that's you aspect of Om. While that's your inner attitude, you continue. So at the heart center, there is a beautiful lotus. Here also is rosy petals. And from the center, there is a golden effulgence. And the sound is emanating. Om, Om, Om. And along with that, you are attuning yourself with cosmic mind. First, asserting, I am mind. Without mind, you are nowhere. The idea, the body, is held by your mind. And as such, I am the cosmic mind. Enjoy individual mind resting in the ocean of the cosmic mind, resting in God. And while that is your feeling, you continue with Om, Om, Om. And Om is radiating from your heart center. At your heart center is Kama Granthi, the knot of desire. You are bonded with your subtle body through desire. As you realize that as subtle body you are in tune with God, then your desire vanishes. You experience boundless contentment within your heart. And that's the project of Om. A-U, U aspect is being highlighted. But while chanting, you simply are doing Om, Om. With the feeling that your mind is a wave in the mind of God. It has nothing to worry about the past, about the future, but simply enjoy the support of the Supreme Self. switch your attention to the Ajna Chakra between the eyebrows. There is Avidya Granthi, the knot of ignorance. Here at this center, M becomes predominating. A-U-M. Mentally visualize a beautiful lotus with snowy white petals. Snowy white, symbol of purity. And a golden flame emerges out of snowy white lotus, symbolic of God's presence. Here, feel union of your unconscious with God. The highest level within you opens up and you are united with God. And that removes ignorance, gives you enlightenment, opens your third eye. You are bonded with physical body. That bond is removed at the navel center. You are bonded with your subtle body. That bond is removed by the heart center. And here, you are bonded with your causal body, and that's removed by the Ajna Chakra, the in between the eyebrows. And that's the M aspect of Om. The simple way of understanding and meditating upon is, feel you are like the sky. All that world of matter, world of imagination, all that moves like clouds. But clouds never threaten the sky. The sky remains always untouched, as well as it has a loving relation with clouds. Imagine that state of mind. That's where your goal lies. I am like the sky. I am in tune with God Himself. So I am, that am I. Om contains A, U, M. And there is a fourth, a mystic factor that transcends all. That fourth known as Turiya. Imagine 1,000-petal lotus opens up at the crown of your head. And there are nectar drops over the petals. And the nectars collect. And they begin to flow down in your whole personality. All this is a mystical, allegorical setting. Enjoy a shower of nectar. emanating from the crown of the head, a shower that is nourishing your intellect, your heart, your mind, your body, and here your Om becomes complete. You are enjoying a shower of nectar. Try to send out a profound prayer. May that shower enter the heart of every individual. Sarve bhavantu sukhina. May all be happy. Sarve santu niramaya. May all be free of pain, troubles. Sarve bhadrani pasyantu. May everyone develop understanding that God is within me. I am a ray of God. I am one with God. And let all pain and misery terminate. Ma kashchid dukha bhag bhavet. Sarve bhavantu sukhina. Sarve santu niramaya. Sarve bhadrani pasyantu. Ma kashchid dukha bhag bhavet. Now follow a simple plan of meditation that one should practice every day. And that's focus your mind at your heart center. And imagine your heart is like a beautiful lotus. All your tender sentiments are the lotus petals, rosy, red. And God is at the center of that lotus. God, according to your own religious understanding, God as Rama, as Krishna, as Shiva, Buddha, Jesus, God of your choice, because God is just the same. You worship according to your angle. But God is the embodiment of infinite love. you are as if under a shady tree, a mystic tree, enjoying Sheetal Manda Sugandh, cool, gentle and fragrant breeze, all in a mystical way, but you can enjoy it in whichever way you like. Imagine all your problems have been swept away, all ailments have been healed. All desires have been fulfilled. Assert within yourself an affirmation. I am Satchidananda. I am absolute existence, absolute consciousness, absolute joy. I am neither mind nor body. I am Satchidananda, existence, knowledge, bliss, absolute. Nothing exists, nothing belongs to me. The entire world that is experienced by your mind, intellect, ego, senses, that entire world is not real. It's a world of Maya. I am beyond the mind, intellect, and ego. As such, I am that absolute self, one without a second. You see countless reflected suns in countless jars filled with water. But the reality is there is only one sun. So there are countless souls in countless bodies. The reality, there is only one self. I am that. So of chanting of Om according to Om Pranayam method. You breathe in. As you chant Om, feel the resonance moving up your spine. Om. Breathe in. Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om, Om Shri Krishnaya Namah, Om Shri Krishnaya Namah, Om Shri Krishnaya Namah, Om Shri Krishnaya Namah, Om. Prayer for health, long life, peace, prosperity, and enlightenment for all of you. Prayer for peace and harmony in the world. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam Urvarukam Vabandhana Mrityor Mukshyama Mritat. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam Urvarukam Vabandhana Mrityor Mukshyama Mritat. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam Urvarukum Vabandhana Mrityor Mukshyama Mritat. Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavat Sarvesham Shantir Bhavat Sarvesham Purnam Bhavat Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavat Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina Sarve Santu Niramaya Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kashta Dukabhag Bhavet Asato Ma Sadgamaya Tamso ma jyotirgamaya, mrityor ma mritam gamaya, om purnamada purnamidam, purnat purnamudachyate, purnasya purnamadaya, purnameva vashishyate, om shanti shanti shanti. Om Hari Om.